huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. So I want to talk about freedom and explore what freedom means to you, how you can achieve more freedom, and what I believe to be a bit of a worldwide delusion about the perception of freedom. So in reality, most people are just trying to run away from feeling controlled, bullied, suppressed, feeling like they're controlled by somebody else. And actually, they think they want freedom, but they just want to move away from feeling constricted, restricted, and having a lack of choice. So it's often an away from motivation, not a towards motivation. Because actually, in life, you are free in many areas of the life that you've owned, that you've mastered. But also in those areas that you've owned and mastered, where you are truly free, where you're a leader, you also experience boredom, you experience no growth, you become stale. That feeling of freedom and control actually just means you drift along into nothingness. So the paradox of freedom is that you want freedom, choice, autonomy, you know, more money, you want to do what you want, where you want, when you want. But there is no growth, there is no challenge, there is no progress. Therefore, there is no that feeling, that no feeling of elation and victory. And, you know, when you win a competition or something like that. And I used to compete a lot when I was younger in various different disciplines, not a national level, but, you know, good enough to feel like I was competitive. And I would say for about 10 years in my life, as I became an entrepreneur and grew that side of my business, I really felt this void where I wasn't having the sporting competitiveness. So I took up pool recently, and just playing pool with a couple of friends of mine. It's just a game of pool, it's nothing serious. But, you know, having that feeling of victory and going through challenge, and the ability to win at something really feels amazing. Now, when you have complete freedom, you lose that. And I say this from experience, because in my life I've had jobs working for my dad and jobs working for someone who ran a property business, and I felt suppressed, I felt owned, and I didn't have that freedom that I wanted. And then I've retired in the subsequent 10 years, probably 3 or 4 times, for no more than 2 weeks. And I've been totally bored and frustrated. And I don't know if you've got to that point in your life where you really feel like you need a rest. You feel like you don't want the challenge anymore. You just want, you know, things to be easy. And then you have a couple of weeks of it and you're completely bored. And what I tend to do is go and create a load of chaos again. I'll go back into the office and I'll find problems that aren't there. I'll go and annoy people. When my kids are sitting down and happy and I haven't had anything to do for a few hours, I'll start poking them and prodding them and teasing them, winding them up and sending them into a tornado. And then my wife will tell me off for that. And I think that the reality is, for you in your business and your venture, you don't really want freedom. You just want things to be a little bit easier. So what freedom really is the ability to choose how you feel in a situation. Now, you know, you may feel that you don't want accountability. You know, you want complete control, autonomy. You want to be your own boss. But actually, you need accountability to people in order for you to keep growing, to get better, to grow your brand and reach. If you have no accountability to anybody, then you simply float along, and there is no floating along in life. There is growing or decaying. You know, nothing stands still. So whether you get that from a mentor, or whether your staff keep you accountable because you've got overheads, or you have an MD that keeps you accountable, or you have a business partner that keeps you accountable, or you have a wife or kids that keep you accountable, you need that accountability in your life to strive for growth. Growth means progression, and progression means freedom. So actually, freedom is a perception and not a reality. It's a it's an ability to be accountable to people, to take feedback, to want to improve your situation, and not a destination. So I've got about 15 points I'm going to bash through here, which I think will help you reframe what freedom is. So to remind you, you think you want freedom, autonomy, you think you want choice, but actually you want to stop being controlled, bullied, oppressed, leveraged by other people. Now, when you create freedom in one area of your life, you simply get lack of freedom in another area. So people think that, you know, in life, they make choices which improve their situation. But what happens is it improves the situation, and then you get a reverse inverse situation. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you've got control of your family life at home. You know, you feel like you've got a really good family dynamic, or maybe good relationship with your boss. Your partner, yeah, Freudian slip. You know, your partner and your kids. But you're completely disowning your work life or your career, or you're being leveraged in your career. Now, I found in my life that when I started to get control of my career and I employed people, you know, and I had this sort of perceived freedom at the top, I was being completely leveraged at home, you know, by my wife, by my kids. I felt like I was there. I was below the dog in the pecking order. So the goal in freedom is to choose the areas in life of which you're going to be the leader, and you're going to be able to get that choice, autonomy, the control, and accept that you're going to be the servant and you're going to be humbleized in other areas of your life. And you just have to choose what that trade-off is for you. I mean, because, you know, imagine you have this hypothetical situation where you have all of this freedom, this choice, this control, this passive income. You also have boredom, monotony. You have the beginning of atrophy, which actually will create a real feeling of emptiness inside of you, which you'll want to try and fill. And you'll fill that by going and disrupting your own area, you know, where you've got stale and monotony. So, you know, like I find in business, when we plateau and we start to decay, I feel empty because the void isn't being filled. And then I go and make these strategic choices, which put twice as much work on me and my team. And then I think, why have I done that to myself? But of course, that's the purpose of growth, isn't it? We need to evolve, you know, as a species, as a society, we need to evolve. And therefore, we need the fine balance of support and challenge. We need the fine balance of victory and defeat, you know, of war and peace. And so there's nothing like feeling that you're not going anywhere to force growth in your life. So actually, total freedom is a delusion. And then if you perceive that you can have total freedom, you're creating a gap between where you are and where you want to be, which creates an unrealistic expectation. And I believe it's Buddhism that says that all unhappiness comes from expectation. So, you know, really, you've set yourself up from failure because you've had this perception of complete passive income, complete do what you want, where you want, when you want. If you reframe that in your mind to enjoy being accountable and to enjoy being challenged, and just understand that in some areas of your life, you're going to be the leader, and some areas of your life, you're going to be, you know, the one who is leveraged. Make the choice that works for you in which area of your life you want that. You know, if you want to get fit and healthy, you're probably best getting a personal trainer, and then you become their servant. And, you know, then you feel humiliated because you can't achieve the level of fitness that your personal trainer achieves. But that humiliation drives the desire to get better. Without the personal trainer, you have no growth because you just plateau, because, you know, you have no need or desire. It is the same in business. You're always accountable to someone. It's your suppliers, your customers, your staff, the VAT man, HMRC. You know, you are accountable, and you can't get rid of that. And that accountability is your greatest gift, because then, you know, you improve. You actually get more of what you want in your life, because someone is pushing you to grow. So it's ironic that the very thing that we want to achieve freedom in, we need to have a complete service and servant mentality and position in order to grow. So it's a paradox, if you like, that we're juggling. So I love being accountable to my staff, to my customers, clients, followers, to my critics, even to some trolls. Now, of course, I'm not saying I love it in the moment, but it forces me to grow. We recently had a troll article that was someone was SEOing all over the place, and it was starting to rank on some of our pages. And of course, I don't like that. It's not true. It's a troll. You know, we've tried to reach out to them. We've tried to settle whatever their differences might be. We've got nowhere. And in the end, through some data protection and copyright infringements that they that we found that they'd created, we managed to get rid of that article. And that felt amazing. And that felt amazing because of all the challenge we'd gone through in doing that. And also, we'd learned a hell of a lot in that process of SEO, of copyright law and everything else. And now that thread has gone, we've got the new skills in which we should be able to get a lot better at SEO and ranking our content in there. So that's been a great gift in that challenge. Now, if we didn't have that challenge, we wouldn't have learned all those new skills of copywriting and infringement and you know, how SEO works and how to get our content ranked higher. And I think that's true freedom. True freedom is understanding the reality that you can never have true freedom other than in your mind. You can choose to be free by accepting that you are serving in some areas and you are a leader in other areas. So running away from everything in your life that creates you pain is not the answer. It's changing the perception of what that pain is and changing the perception of what freedom is. You know, the famous story of Nelson Mandela, who achieved freedom by understanding that even if it was in a cell, what is it, you know, is it 4 meters by 4 meters? It's probably even smaller than that. You know, like, they can't take away the freedom in his mind. They can take away his physical freedom, but they can't take away his freedom in his mind. And Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, which is an amazing book, he said that they can take away my dignity. They can sterilize me physically. They can torture me, but they can't take away the choices and the freedom that I have in my mind. And, you know, of course, that became a great gift to him. He had to see the gift, but it became the gift because he was one of the few survivors. And he wrote the books and he created Logotherapy, and he's helped probably millions of people now achieve freedom from difficult situations. So freedom is in the perception of what the situation means to you rather than the situation itself. So thanks for tuning in, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you think there's anyone that could benefit from this, you know, a lot of people that I see on social media, they have first world problems. You know, they're having difficulties and challenges that aren't water. You know, they aren't disease, that aren't, you know, health or life and death. And so, you know, they're feeling trapped in the situation that is of the mind, when there are people who have virtually nothing and yet have this great sense of happiness and freedom. And I think that we can all learn a lot from that. So please share this video and this podcast with anyone you feel could do with a little bit of a helping hand. You know, that's the greatest gift that you could give to them, and maybe I could give to them too, is just to help them change their perception of what freedom really means. And I realise, by the way, the irony and the paradox in this, because I wrote a book called Life Leverage. In there explaining how you can get more freedom, more autonomy, more control in your life. You can merge your passion and your profession. You can create your vacation and vocation in one set of situations or circumstances. You know, I was in Tenerife experiencing a lovely holiday with my family and running a speaker boot camp at the same time, which I enjoyed greatly. But I was still serving the people that were on the speaker boot camp. The delegates were the people that were controlling me, if you like. I had to deliver for them, and they had questions and comments and challenges and concerns, and in the odd instances, some complaints. And freedom is in dealing with those and sorting those out and fixing those, not in running away from those. And, you know, one of the things that one of my mentors, John DeMartini, taught me, which I think is a great gift I can give to you, and most of the world don't understand this or are looking for a different answer, is that if you go and seek support, i.e. you don't push yourself to grow through challenges, you seek dependence, help, support, you know, maybe you play the victim role, then the world and nature will throw you challenges. It will intentionally throw you many challenges because it's forcing you to grow, because you need to grow to evolve. Conversely, if you go and seek out challenges like leaders do, like entrepreneurs do, like, you know, hopefully we are doing together, then the world and nature will throw and offer you support. Because the bigger challenges you go and seek out, the harder that is, the more help you need. Nature will throw out help and support. You know, look at all the great work people like Elon Musk are doing, you know, which is very challenging, very difficult and very expensive work. And so nature and the world finds people who are inspired by that, finds people to finance that and to help them through their challenges, finds people to, you know, work in that company. Now, of course, you know, this could start seem to be a little bit spiritual and woo-woo. Oh, the nature just doesn't find you staff and find you money. You know, you've got to go and find that. Yeah, you have got to go and find that by going and creating those situations that challenge you. But I just think most people are looking for the easy answer. They're looking for freedom as you know, something that happens to them easily and quickly and passively, instead of going and finding big challenges, meaningful challenges that are important to the world, that you can grow through, that you can solve. And when you solve, the world will give you the support that you need. Generally, you find when people have been raised to have a lot of support in their life, you know, whether they're only children or they've been very, very well nurtured and almost mollycoddled, if you like, then, you know, sometimes it's the older siblings who didn't get the challenge like the young ones did. Then, you know, they tend to seek out security and they tend to not like challenges and difficulties. And they tend to be the servants. They tend to be the people who are maybe, you know, intrapreneurs or employees in a company. Now, the younger ones, Andy Murray was the youngest of the Murray family. My daughter, Ariana, she's the youngest one in our family, and she's getting battered and bruised and pinged and dinged all over the place, being the youngest one by my son, Bobby. And man, she's like a CEO in the making for sure. She has really grown strength and independence, and she's only three, and it's amazing to see that. So force yourself to be uncomfortable, force yourself into challenging situations, because nature will give you the assistance you need to grow. Not to what makes you happy, not what you want, but to force you to grow. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Rob here. This is a totally random, impromptu bonus episode, because I have something special for you, and that is lots of opportunities to get gifts and free stuff from me. So listen up right now.
I'm giving away a lot of free stuff at the moment, and I'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. But first, I'll tell you what I'm giving away and where you can get it. You don't need to buy anything. I've just got a couple of little tests that I'm doing. So the first thing is, and I started this a little while ago and I'm closing it off in a few days, is you can get my personal net worth analyzer tracker, one that I've been using for 12 years and building over time. I've actually created sort of like I've had a coder create an online version of it that you fill in detail. You can get that for free for the next few days. And I'm going to pick one person out of the drawer who will get a piece of art from my favourite artist. And he's done these pieces in the back, and I've got loads of originals all over the house. One of you is going to win that. And by the way, that art is likely to go up. So you have to just go to tiny.cc/RRobs, capital T tracker. You will need to share your email with me to my you know, my website. I email you once per week with a blog only, no selling, no spam. So that's the first thing I'm doing for free. The next thing is, oh, by the way, the piece of art is a one-of-one original that Charlie, Pure Evil himself, gave to me as a gift when I bought a load of his art. I think that could go up a lot in value. Number two thing I'm giving away for free, or more than two things actually, is if you subscribe to either the Progressive Property YouTube channel or my YouTube channel, Rob Moore, I'm going to pick three people and you get a £3,000 4-day property investing masterclass course. In fact, what I'll probably do is I'll put a video up and I'll give you some instructions of a question to answer so I can make it more merit-based. So that probably won't be random, that'll be merit-based to give everyone a fair chance. So you just find Progressive Property or Rob Moore on YouTube, subscribe, and in the next 2 weeks, I'm gonna give three people a 4-day, £3,000 property investing masterclass. I already gave away 11 of those on our 11th anniversary of my company, and I'm just carrying on the love. Next thing I'm gonna do, and I told you there's a lot here, stay with me, is I'm gonna, if you follow me on LinkedIn, so that's Rob Moore 1979, just find me on LinkedIn, then I'm gonna be running a competition over the next couple of weeks where you can win Apple products and online coaching with me for no purchase. All you'll need to do is subscribe to a podcast. I've got a new podcast coming out soon. So you can literally get loads of free Apple gear and online coaching. Now, of course, not everyone's going to get the Apple gear. I'll make that merit-based as well. And then my online coaching, a 6-month online coaching program. So let me summarize those three things. You don't have to pay for anything. You can go into all of them should you choose. You can get my personal net worth analyzer tracker that I paid a coder a lot of money to take from what I've been using personally to go from 50 grand-ish worth of consumer debt to, you know, many millions of pounds. Not told by my accountant and my business partner never to say how much. And you need to go to tiny.cc/RobsTracker, capital T tracker. And also one of you will get a unique one out of one original piece of art from the artist behind me. His art's been going up in value a lot since he was on The Apprentice. Second thing, subscribe to Progressive Property or Rob Moore YouTube channel. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll see instructions on a video and you could win £3,000 4-day, should make these numbers easier, property investing masterclass, deep dive to become a professional property investor full or part time. The third thing to do is to follow me on LinkedIn, which is, I believe, Rob Moore 1979, but just search my name, you'll find me. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to give away Apple products and online coaching, and all you'd need to do is subscribe to a podcast. On about the 19th or 20th of March, my new podcast, Money, is coming out, and I want to hit that with a bang. And as such, I'm going to be giving away gifts and bonuses for subscribing to that podcast only. You don't have to pay for that. It's a free podcast. So that was really my ulterior motive and the reason why I'm doing a lot of these giveaways. It's also my son's birthday today. So I felt like, you know, I just wanted to share the love and make sure that my money podcast goes big on launch. So go to robmoore.com, go to YouTube, go to LinkedIn, find my channels, my profiles, subscribe or follow, and you will see what's coming because you'll get updated in the next couple of weeks on each one. So that's it. Just wanted to give away the gifts and share the love. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.